More strikes and social unrest. Tens of thousands of disgruntled workers spilled into Greek streets on Wednesday, registering their discontent with government austerity measures to control Greece's spiraling public deficit and debt. Greece's economic woes have posed the biggest challenge yet for the decade-old euro currency and the 16 nations, including Greece, that make up the eurozone economy. Greece has been a top subject in Brussels, where European Union leaders registered support for Athens and its economic reforms this month, but offered no financial assistance. The Greek government has promised to slash its public deficit from nearly 13% of gross domestic product to nearly 9% of GDP by the year's end. Greece's debt is currently estimated at more than $404 billion, or about 113% of its GDP. Just how serious is the Greek crisis? Very serious, says economist Paula Soubaki of the Chatham House Policy Institute in London.
The crisis is serious, and it is serious for many reasons. One is because of the credibility of Greece, and the events of the last couple of days do not really improve confidence in the country, and so therefore foreign investors are very concerned.
On Thursday, European Economic Commissioner Olli Rehn said he would personally inspect Greece's austerity plans after receiving a report from EU, European Bank and IMF auditors who were in Athens this week. Speaking to reporters, Rehn outlined some of the spillover effects of Greece's problems.
The mood deteriorated in some segments at the start of this year following growing concerns about the fiscal situation in some countries. This led to sharp increases in sovereign bond spreads in the euro area, as we have seen recently, especially in the case of Greece.
The European Commission, the EU's executive arm, says it will be monitoring Greece carefully to see it lives up to its promises. Commissioner Rehn says the Greek crisis serves as a lesson for the eurozone as a whole. Several credit tracking agencies have downrated Greece's credit rating, and Standard & Poor's warned it could do so again. That could put Greece in the high-risk investment category, making it very difficult for the country to borrow money. Polls show that despite the social protests, the majority of Greeks support the government's austerity measures. And Soubaki says it is critical Athens sticks to them.
The Greek government has a huge problem. He needs, first of all, to regain credibility. And the way to do it is to make sure the deficit reduction plan is credible. So it's not overambitious with the risk of triggering the kind of protests we are seeing, but it's not too mild.
Analysts fault several factors for Greece's debt crisis. The government overspent and failed to report the true size of its ballooning deficit to the European Union. Critics also say the European Union did not properly scrutinize the figure sent in by Athens. But Simon Tilford, chief economist at the Center for European Reform in London, says the Greek crisis reflects a larger economic problem in Europe. EU members like the Netherlands and Germany have spent too little, and their economies are driven by exports. Meanwhile, southern economies like Greece and Portugal have spent too much and amassed debts as a result.
In order to find a lasting solution to this problem, we need change on both sides. We need countries that have been hard hit in the south, such as Spain, Greece, Portugal, Italy, to take reforms to boost productivity growth, to cut costs, to manage their public sectors more efficiently.
But Tilford said surplus countries like Germany have to provide more demand for southern European products. Analysts fear Greece's economic crisis risks spilling over to other southern European countries with shaky economies. It has also raised questions on complex and questionable financial deals between Athens and financial companies like Goldman Sachs. But Tilford says these are symptoms and not the root causes of Greece's dilemma. Analysts like Tilford and Soubaki believe European governments will ultimately come to Athens' financial rescue because a Greek crisis may soon become a European one.
I'm personally very convinced that eventually a solution will be found for the Greek problem because we cannot think what a default of Greece will trigger. So it's a risk that nobody wants to take.
Greece's problems are also spilling beyond Europe's borders. The value of the euro currency has plunged, for example, which makes American exports, key to the U.S. economic recovery, less competitive. Ultimately, Tilford says, the Greek problem reflects a world economic problem.
The eurozone really is just a microcosm of the global problems we see. So unless we see the big surplus countries in East Asia rebalancing away from exports and towards domestic demand, we are not going to generate a self-sustaining global economic recovery.
But Tilford does not believe Europe is ready or willing yet to undertake fundamental economic reforms he thinks are needed to right these imbalances. The region may rescue Greece, he says, but it will only be putting a bandage on a far bigger problem. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.